My name's Darren Hargrave. I'm a consultant paediatric neuro-oncologist at Great Ormond Street Hospital, and I'm very involved in research into children's cancers, looking for new drugs, and of course, more recently, precision medicine. Precision medicine, at its most simple, is just where doctors and scientists use a test to actually pick the right treatment for the right patient at the right time. So precision medicine in cancer usually more often refers to using molecular analysis of patients' tumours in order to understand more about the biology and hopefully identify new treatments which can be given to children with cancer. What we're doing with precision medicine is that we've developed a technique to analyse rapidly patients' tumours. That allows us to identify if there are any genetic changes that means we can allow children to be on clinical trials for targeted therapies. So in childhood cancer today, we're doing very well with conventional treatments of surgery, radiotherapy and chemotherapy, but not all children are actually cured. So we hope with precision medicine and targeted therapies that will improve the survival. But also, children who are cured unfortunately have side effects. And the other idea of precision medicine and targeted therapies is to reduce the burden of treatment for those children who are currently cured. The funding, $1.5 million from Children with Cancer UK, is helping us to develop the infrastructure to actually do the molecular testing. And I'm involved with the project, particularly on the clinical side, with my colleagues at the Institute of Cancer Research. And what that's allowed us to do is to develop the infrastructure to allow rapid testing of childhood cancer in the UK, to also develop the analysis that's required. And also the part I'm leading is to develop the discussion and the what's known as a molecular tumour board to be able to decide if we can assign better treatments to children. So for me as a doctor that actually treats children with cancer day in, day out, and some of the most difficult tumours, what I'm hoping and expecting to get from this project is to learn more about the childhood biology of these tumours, but more importantly is to be able to develop more clinical trials based on the biology of these tumours, increase the recruitment of children going those trials, and via those trials we hope to be able to increase the survival for children in the UK. In my research practice, I'm very involved in developing targeted therapies, and we've already got some successes in childhood brain tumours where we've recognised specific mutations which predict the response to new targeted therapies. And we hope that this project is going to allow us to find more examples such as that. The funding from Children with Cancer UK really is setting a platform that means that we'll be able to run more precision medicine trials. We hope that by the end of this project, we'll also be able to establish that molecular diagnostics for children with cancer would actually become part of the NHS routine practice. So what would be involved for the patient and their family is that their local doctor would discuss to them about having their tumour sample analysed. We also need to analyse the child's normal DNA at the same time, so a blood test would be taken. They would give consent for the processing the sample. After that, this would be sent to Great Ormond Street in the Institute of Cancer Research for the pathology to be processed. And then the tumour would be analysed. And then we would discuss the results in the molecular tumour board. And then we would see whether we can actually assign a particular treatment or more likely a clinical trial for that child and feedback that information to the local team and family. So up until now, when we've been studying new drugs, we've tended to give these treatments to all the patients or all of a particular tumour type. But what we know is that tumours are made up of different subtypes with different mutations. And what we know is that these mutations would predict whether a child may respond, or perhaps more importantly, whether a child won't respond and therefore shouldn't be receiving that treatment. So with precision medicine, this means that we have more chance of finding new drugs that will work, and we also have the ability of not giving drugs that won't work to children. Without funding such as that we've received from Children with Cancer UK, we wouldn't be able to run precision medicine trials. Currently, there isn't a platform in the NHS to routinely perform widespread molecular profiling for childhood cancer. So this is absolutely vital, absolutely essential to allow us to start to develop precision medicine. So for me, I've long believed that actually the clue to treating children's cancer is to understand the biology and to link that to the treatments. So I've obviously been a passionate believer in the idea of precision medicine. So it's wonderful to be involved with a project, and it's great that Children with Cancer UK have funded this so generously. Without exception, we get very positive response from the families when we suggest that this is available. They're always very keen to support research, and obviously in particular, they're very keen to know more about their child's tumour and possible treatment and trial options. So I think precision medicine will become a standard of practice in the future. We can't guarantee that it will actually offer a benefit for every child, but actually we already know that there are children benefiting from using this type of technique. So I imagine that at the end of this project, this is something that will become embedded within the NHS. So I'd like to take the opportunity of thanking Children with Cancer UK, but in particular, everybody who gives their time for fundraising, doing the various activities that people contribute to, because without that, we wouldn't be able to raise the money to actually support such precious research as this one.